This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on October 30th. Today marks the 30th anniversary of the so-called perfect storm that hit the North Atlantic, producing 40 to 80-foot waves and causing extensive coastal flooding. The massive storm was formed when remnants of Hurricane Grace collided with a massive low-pressure system moving south from Canada. The 70-foot Massachusetts-based fishing boat Andrea Gale, with six crew aboard, was fishing for swordfish in the Grand Banks when the storm hit. No trace of the boat or crew was ever found. Surprising fact, wave heights as high as 100 feet were recorded during the perfect storm. That's as high as a 9-story building. Also on this day in history, in 1735, John Adams was born. In 1811, Jane Austen's classic Sense and Sensibility was published. And in 1974, boxer Muhammad Ali won the Rumble in the Jungle. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day. Spoken Layer.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Grainger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.